I always remember one little man used to come round with a very battered old pram, and he used to sell bundles of firewood. And my mother always bought some off him, because, of course, obviously you wanted firewood to light the fire. And he was so poor, and one day he brought his daughter with him, and he asked my mum if she could have a drink of water.
Tiny little thin girl
looking very ill. And my mother gave her a cup of milk, thought it would do her good. And he was talking to my mother about it, and he said, "You see," he said, she's very ill. She's got consumption, and she's going to die.
He said,
"Then we haven't got any money to bury her." So he said, "She would just go into a pauper's grave."
It's dreadful.
And I thought that was really awful.
Dreadful. Of course, this is pre-NHS.
That's right.
And you still had the poorhouses or the workhouses.
Yes. Yes.
Pauper's graves.
Yes.
And you wonder how people lived.
Yes. I always remember my grandmother saying to my mum, I mean, it wasn't my mum's mum, but it was her mother-in-law. My grandmother used to say, "Hetty," that was my mum's name. She says, "Hetty," she said, "if anything happens to me, please look after me. Yeah. Don't let me go into the workhouse."
Yeah, I know.
And it was an awful time, really. In fact, my sister was only saying on the phone, she remembers a teacher standing up in class. I don't remember it, but she remembers a teacher standing up in class and asking us to ask our mothers if we had any old shoes that we could let them have because of the children who had nothing on their feet.